The Doug and Wolf Show.
The next 4 hours of your life will be outstanding wherever you are if you keep listening to The Doug and Wolf Show.
You're calling your shot.
I'm calling my shot on today's show.
Doug Franz, Ron Wolfley.
You know that's good radio.
Oh, yeah.
Doug and Wolf, 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
Oh, there we go.
There it is, Jesse. Yes, indeed. Our number one of the Doug and Wolf Show, Savages in the Morning on a Cowbell Friday. Why are you potting that thing down? Pot it up, Jesse. Are you kidding me? Come on now.
This is a little quiet, Jesse. You can keep it.
Don't worry about the cowbell.
Just push the song.
That deep, dark hole, ladies and gentlemen, and slide on them Jordache jeans. What do you say you stand in front of the mirror, shake off that gloom, and go ahead and brush back that fine feathered hair, baby. It's a Cowbell Friday on the Doug and Wolf Show. That's right, the party's not going to be the same without you, Jesse's girl. Go ahead and pot it up a little. Give me a little volume on this one, Axel. That's right. It's a Cowbell Friday with the Doug and Wolf Show, Savages in the Morning, broadcasting so you don't have to. You want a piece of my heart? Command and Control, are you ready to broadcast on a Cowbell Friday? Thank you very much for that, Doug Lease. Are you ready to broadcast on a Cowbell Friday? Why are you potting the music down, Jesse? It's a Cowbell Friday on the Doug and Wolf Show. Dougleys, take it.
I don't want to step on the post, but I don't know if I'll hear the post with the way it's going up and down.
Girl.
Obviously, if you're wondering what's happened, Maloney's got the day off, so Minch has moved from, don't call him board ops nowadays because they get terribly offended.
Do that. Are you kidding?
But he's moved from board op to producer, so now Jesse has stepped in and he's the board op. And Jesse, I believe, this is a hardworking young man. I believe he's 13 years old.
Yes.
So you can tell how great it is that he got up this early and he's working for a living at this age. And so because of that, because he was about negative 25 when Loverboy was created,
that's right.
It's hard for him to just drive the levels right there. He just doesn't get it.
He's got this massive zit right in the middle of his forehead, too. Interesting, that 13-year-old face, Jesse's girl right there. Man, I'll tell you.
He doesn't, but he did rub his forehead just now just to make sure. Yeah. He doesn't. You're fine, Jesse. Everything's going all right.
Oh, that is so good right there, man. It feels good, does it not, ladies and gentlemen? Yes, indeed. Yeah, you got to shake off the gloom.
I'm glad the parade's over.
Me too.
I didn't realize that hurt.
That was the end of it, though. There was closure there to actually see that. Seriously.
It's funny. Their parade was like my funeral for it. How many times every year, I guess about three or four times a year, you see a parade on TV for some other franchise. You're like, okay, whatever. You know, there's your parade.
Yep.
I paid a little more attention to Tampa Bay and their parade, I admit.
Tom, stop it.
Yeah, I did. I did. But most parades, I'm like, okay, that's funny. And then I don't really watch them, but I watch the highlights later of guys running into parking meters, of Gronk throwing pass, you know, whatever happens at these things. The funny parts I watch. The Milwaukee one, it was a funeral procession,
yes,
procession for me. I was watching it in pain, but it did provide a little closure. I was not ready to talk football.
Yo.
And now that I've seen the parade, I'm not over it, but I'm better. I'm in a better place.
You know what? Honestly, I don't think you'll ever be over it. I know that we were talking about this, of course, for the last 48 hours for the most part in regard to players as well. Players, listen, you're never going to get over that. You're always going to – that's going to be the hanging chad of your career. If you're Chris Paul and you go on and you don't win another championship, it's going to be the hanging chad of Chris Paul's career.
Especially up 2-0.
If Devin Booker goes on and you know what? The Suns are in the postseason year after year after year and they never seem to win a championship. That's going to be the hanging chad for Devin Booker as well.
Especially when, listen, I think when you lose four straight, you can admit when it's over they were the better team. But when you're up 2-0, and I like what Bernsie said on Burns and Gambo the other day, the biggest regret is just not winning one of those three games. The first three were all right in your grasp. I mean, I realize we can say game four, you're tied at the fourth quarter. Of course, that's in your grasp. But there is so much more pressure when the other team's already got three wins. The other three games, Milwaukee's not at three wins yet. You win one of those games, games three, four, five, you now have that advantage of, I am 1-10-0 run away from burying you and winning a world championship.
Yes.
That race to that third win, since they won it, you do sit there and wonder, all you had to do is get one of them. What changes? I think if the Suns get swept, I don't think the players ever forget it.
Yeah.
But at least they don't have this gnawing attitude that might be my, at least for Chris Paul, that might be the only shot I ever have and I blew it.
See, I go back to game four, man. Game four was the pivotal game right there. You could have made it 3-1 or now all of a sudden it's 2-2 and they had a legitimate shot of winning game four.
Mm-hmm.
Right there at the very end of the game, had the opportunity to win that game. Had they won that game, and now you're 3-1. Boy, I'll tell you what, that's a dicey proposition to say that the Bucks are somehow, some way going to go ahead and win out in those last three games, especially if that seventh game was going to be right here.
It's a good question for our text line. And so here you go. Texas, the FanDuel text line at 620-620. I know you'll never get over it as a fan, but are you ready to move past it now? Or is it still, no, still too raw? Are you ready to move past it now? Did the parade help you? Is Cardinals training camp beginning for rookies and seeing football highlights on TV? Is that doing something for you to be ready to move on? Again, the FanDuel text line is 620-620.
Hello.
Yes, good morning. This is the Arizona Sports Front Desk with your wake-up call.
Thank you.
Told you that Maloney's taking the day off today. She'll be back on Monday. So, Minch, curious, what's the wake-up call look like?
It doesn't look great from the top of it. Cardinals' DeAndre Hopkins expresses concern about COVID-19 vaccine in response to NFL's latest memo.
Man, this is a deep story right here, and it is a story where I'm conflicted on. I really am, because are you being a good teammate, or does every individual in this country, of course, have the right to make up their own mind as to what they want to do with their body? Yes. And yes.
I don't know if you've ever followed this line of thinking. I have always felt my job here as a talk show host is to never talk about your personal life unless I feel like it affects winning. So, like, divorces and problems with children or something, you know, that, like, oh my gosh, I'm not going anywhere near that. But if it becomes such a horrible distraction for a player that it's affecting the product on the field, It kind of forces our hand that we've got to talk about what's going on in your personal life. And I feel like this is it. I feel like D-Hop has every right as an American. You decide what you're going to do. Yet it does affect winning. I mean, 100% affects the team's ability to win if other teams can prepare with different set of rules and protocols than the Cardinals can.
What's more important, your life or your career?
Some of those intertwined sometimes. Devin Booker, Chris Middleton, Drew Holiday available for the Team USA opener versus France on Sunday.
I don't want to act like I understand every piece of time travel, but when you travel to Japan, you're basically traveling in time, or when you come back more specifically. Parade's over. Devin's going to Seattle, either is in Seattle or is going to Seattle today. I don't remember for sure which one. Then Drew Holiday and Chris Middleton are flying to Seattle today. And then the three of them are taking a flight from Seattle to Japan. Technically, they will land in Japan sometime late Saturday when they leave here Friday.
Yeah.
Their game against France is Sunday.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah, here we go right here. I'm just so proud of Devin Booker. Really am right now. The fact that he's doing it, I wonder how this is going to impact him. What kind of Olympics can we expect from D-Book?
Suns' Willie Green hired as the new head coach of the New Orleans Pelicans.
Man, you know what? Honestly, this is truly amazing right here. Just to see this culture, how quickly this culture is starting to explode. And now all of a sudden, personnel being kicked out of the Suns organization and going to other organizations right now. In less than a year, the transformation. A phoenix, indeed. Incredible.
Coyotes highly interested in a Tempe space that could hold a new arena.
So imagine you're traveling eastbound on the 202. You see the exit signs for Priest. Right before you get to the Priest overpass, look to your right, and right across what is before Tempe Town Lake, where you just get those beautiful Phoenix signs that say there's a river here when there's no water. You look over that to your right, to the south. There's a lot of vacant land there. That's the potential place where they want to build an arena for the Coyotes.
Yo.
I understand the desire to get out of Glendale and the limited opportunities it seems like there are, but I have to ask, are we going to be able to get in and out of a game there? It's really hard to get in and out of a game right there.
I'm sure they'll build the infrastructure to support the facility. I'm sure they'd be able to do that. They've always wanted to move east, though, have they not?
Yeah, yeah. Somebody get Hugh Holman on the phone on that one.
Hugh, good Friday morning.
Coming up next, the punishing or the pushing of teams for vaccinated players. Mm. That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
The number one story of the day.
If the stars aren't getting vaccinated, then the NFL's got a little bit of a problem.
You got to think that the NFL feels pretty strongly about this. If they're putting themselves out there saying, like, get this vaccine.
This isn't Cole Beasley saying that he's not getting vaccinated. This is DeAndre Hopkins.
Doug and Wolf's The One.
The one for us in a sports context is a tweet from DeAndre Hopkins, and the issue as it rolls through the NFL of to vaccinate or not to vaccinate. The number one story in your immediate life is you might want to get up and get going this morning, as either a pretty good storm or B, a real-life monsoon is hitting most of the valley right now, and there's a couple wrecks around town. And the only way you can get safely to work is to, listen, this is coming from me now, drive slower, so therefore get up and get going so you can get to work, because not only of the traffic issues you might run into that you might not know about yet this morning, but secondly, because the only way to get to work safely in a monsoon is to drive slowly. So be careful today. Good morning. Thanks for waking up with the two of us. We're in the Octane Community Studios, and if you didn't hear about it yesterday and it could have slipped through, the delete button was in use, but the story was out and it was strong, and it puts anybody that's a talk show host in a very uncomfortable position, as I am about ready to discuss a man's personal health decisions.
Yes.
I don't even know why it should be a sports topic, and I think I'm terrible at my job if I don't make it a sports topic. That's the conflict here. Here is a DeAndre Hopkins tweet. If you didn't hear about what started it, the NFL issued a memo that basically let anybody know that if you're not vaccinated and we find out you are the reason there was a COVID outbreak, we're going to try to reschedule, just like we did last year. But we are not adding week 19.
No.
There will be 17 games in an 18-week schedule. And if we can't reschedule your game, not only is the game forfeit, you don't get paid, your teammates don't get paid,
no,
and the other team
what?
Doesn't get paid.
What?
The long and short of this is that the NFL in this memo is stating that they are intending to play the entire regular season over 18 weeks, and there will not be a 19th week. So if you get outside of that week, and hey, we couldn't make it work and we couldn't reschedule it, that game is forfeited. The team that had the issue, they lost. The other team, they win. It counts towards the playoffs, all that stuff. That is the long and short of this memo. But there still could be games that are kind of slid around. They will take into consideration many things as far as whether it's safe to.
That is Mike Garofalo of NFL Man. Network. And then he drops the bombshell of,
if the game's not played, it's not just the team that caused the outbreak. Both teams would not be paid their Paragraph 5 salary, their base salary, that installment for that game.
The Paragraph 5 base salary? What? Let me see
That's
that paragraph. Let me see that paragraph. Because, my goodness, can you imagine?
No. I can't actually.
Why? Why can you not imagine?
Because there's a rule in a locker room that even us in the media know about. You don't mess with a man's money or his woman. And sometimes, unfortunately, and sadly, it's plural.
I'll throw the family in there.
And that's kind of how things are discussed. Everything's on the table. You can rip a guy on any subject you want in a locker room. Those are two things that are untouchable. And you would be affecting the salaries of your teammates and your fellow union members. And DeAndre Hopkins sent out this tweet and then after a while deleted it. But, you know, in this day and age, once it's out, it's out.
Yep.
Never thought I would say this, but being put in a position to hurt my team because I don't want to partake in the vaccine is making me question my future in the NFL.
I think that was an emotional response by DeAndre Hopkins, who does not want to get vaccinated. I think that's clear. It's an emotional response reacting to this. What I've got to tell you right now, when I heard the news, oh my goodness, I was bombarded by a million different thoughts all at once. Not a thousand, Douglas. A million different thoughts all at once came crashing down on me in regard to, my goodness, this is so weird to talk about this situation. In my own family, Basinonians, the warrior queen, the beautiful Miss Stephanie, does not want to get vaccinated, and it's for medical purposes. She's fighting cancer. That's what she did for the last year and a half. The doctors say she's cancer-free. Thank you, Lord God, for that blessing in my life.
Amen.
And at the same time, you've got a woman who deserves the right to make her own mind up as to what she's going to do, just like each and every one of us. And this is my conflict.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, I got the vaccine, ladies and gentlemen, because if you wanted to work in the NFL, you're going to get the vaccine. It's not that they forced you to do it. Nobody forced me to get the vaccine. You just knew what was coming.
It's interesting you say that, because he sent out another tweet, which I don't want to say ignorant because it sounds like it's such an attack on your human character, but it shows you the lot of confusion people have on what it means to be an American. His other tweet just said freedom, question mark.
Yeah.
And a lot of people think like this, and if you do, I got to tell you, you're wrong. I have a right to free speech. I have a right now to say anything I want because there are men and women since the 1700s that died in a war to give me the right to say whatever I want. But here's the catch.
Yo.
98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station has the right to fire me the second I say something they don't want said. You know, if I go on a belligerent cussing rant, if I attack management, things like that, they have a right to fire me. So
right.
I'm free to say it.
Sure.
But you're free to be fired, too. And so it's a different set of laws that govern your rights as an American and the rights your employer has. And so when he says, am I free? Yes, you're free. You are free to quit your job. But according to the contract, the Cardinals have a right to ask for $22 million of your signing bonus back. Is the vaccine this big of a deal to you to give the Cardinals $22 million? Now, it's none of my business whether DeAndre Hopkins gets the vaccine from a health standpoint. I will give you a sports opinion on it, and my sports opinion is it hurts your team's chances for losing, or excuse me, for winning.
Yes.
It helps your team's chances for losing if you give other benefits to opposition to prepare for you due to you not getting vaccinated. You have the right,
yes,
but you are hurting your teammates,
yeah,
in my opinion.
Yeah, I know. I
don't want to say that factually. It's an opinion.
Douglas, I agree with that assessment right there. The problem is right now, every human being has the right to make up their own mind. And that's the great thing about living in the United States of America, right? You have the right. You have inalienable rights. And to me, I'm looking at this situation. That supersedes your career. It does. You get to make that decision if you want. But come on, what's more important? What is more important? The fact that it's your career or your life? What is it? For me, I mean, obviously, you have the right to make that decision personally. That supersedes anything that your hand finds to do, your career, whatever it may be. You've got to make that decision as to whether or not you want to play and get paid. You got to make that decision, and everybody has the right to do it. I don't think his freedom tweet
has anything to do with the freedom of speech. I don't think he's talking about that. I think he's talking about freedom of decision.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I only use the freedom of speech, meaning for my case, like to give you an example. But the freedoms you have as an American in this country are different than the freedoms that you have under the guidance and restrictions of your employer. They have the right to go find somebody to replace you if you don't want to follow along with the rules that they set forth. Now, here's the thing that's then strange. We would have to get a labor law expert to come on and really discuss what is the future of this, because to our knowledge, companies cannot force you to get the vaccine. Yet some are doing it anyway.
Correct.
So it's like, how does this work here?
The NFL is not saying you have to get the vaccine. They're not saying that. They're just saying, you know what? Hey, if this goes badly, we blame you.
I cannot imagine. I can't imagine the way an NFL player is going to feel that they got ready for a game that's not played and they think might never work out. Now, keep in mind, the NFL will do whatever it takes to get that game played, because even though the players don't get paid, and that saves them some money, they will owe you either your money back or a credit for a ticket that you bought for that game. And they will owe a credit to the network that was supposed to be broadcasting that game of some kind. It costs them a ton of money, too. So they're going to do whatever it takes. I'm not saying this is a threat. It's not a blind threat to the players. There's teeth behind this. Oh. But at the same time, keep in mind, they have just as much incentive to get that game played and not let it be a forfeit.
Listen, the NFL is done playing around. Or as they like to say in Amish country, they've gone buck wild.
I forgot that we spent 3 weeks talking in Amish language for a while.
Just saying.
Coming up next, one man from the Phoenix Suns is officially gone. How does that affect culture? And what's going to step into that place? We'll explain next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Holy crap. Wow. Writer for the Austin. We got a lot to get to here, so sorry to be distracted, but a writer for the Austin American Statesman, which means the newspaper where the University of Texas is from, has tweeted out, prominent Big 12 source tells the American Statesman, I think I said Stetsman or something like that, the Texas OU, first of all, it's not OU. There's only one OU.
Okay,
it's the University of Oklahoma. You can't be OU if you're the University of Oklahoma. Learn how to spell. However, in Oklahoma, they do have signs up everywhere that says state law. Do not impede traffic in the left lane. Slower traffic, keep right.
They say,
I'm a big fan of Oklahoma now because
they still
of that.
Have a bunch of cowboys that line up on a picket fence as well. Just saying.
Barking at teenagers for who to come in. But it says the move to the SEC is almost done. They've been working on this behind the scenes for a minimum of 6 months, and the A&M leadership was left out of the discussions and wasn't told about it. The move could become official in a week.
Telling you, man.
Oh my gosh!
What's happening right now? This is what's happening right now. You're going to have the haves and the have-nots. We're going to talk more on this.
I had no idea it was that far along.
That was not a surprise in the least. They went ahead and they leaked that. It came out. This is the way you do things like this. You want to have everything negotiated before the storm hits, and the storm hit yesterday.
There's a couple people that I need to be texting when the show is over. How am I just finding out about this now? Not happy about that. This is really really good personal news to me, but I am worried about the effect. Willie Green is officially the head coach of the New Orleans Pelicans, as it was rumored strongly well before the finals started. I don't think in any way that there was any issue at all with the effect on the team. I don't think it was like a college coach or a pro coach trying to interview for jobs in the middle of that can get really hairy in the NFL, but it was handled pretty well. But Willie Green, who has been in charge of a lot of the defensive stuff, is a guy that's going to get his first crack at being a head coach. He's a champion as a player. He's a champion as a person. And he had a lot to do with creating the Suns culture, and now he gets to create his own.
Yeah, this was an easy hire right here, was it not? I mean, the Pelicans got a great coach, Basinonians. They got a great coach. Now will he prove to be a great hire? See, I mean, that is a difference so many times, guys. I'm telling you right now, Basinonians, when you see individuals that are hired for these jobs, they are great at what they do. For the most part, I would say 98% of them. You're going to get your wild card every now and then, but 98% of them, when you're talking about the NBA, Major League Baseball, the NHL, the NFL, you're talking about the best of the best. Willie Green is a great coach. Now, will he be a great hire? That is the question everybody's asking.
This is back in June, Monty Williams.
I mean, Willie Green has led that charge. You know, he's run the defense all season long. The will of our guys on the floor, you know, a lot of times you run schemes and things of that nature, but you, for the most part, you see guys flying around, putting out fires when they need to be put out. And then DA, he's the anchor, you know, that kind of presence in the paint, athletic guy who can block shots and guard different positions. Adding Jay for sure has helped our defense. He guarded everybody in this series. And Mikhail typically guards the toughest wing, and we have them all over the place, guarding ones, twos, threes. And so, yeah, competitive guys like Chris and Book, and Chris has been an all-defensive guy pretty much his whole career. That has really helped us. And then the guys off the bench come in, and they just play really hard. And that's most of it for us, is the effort and will on the defensive side of the ball.
That was following the sweep of the Nuggets. That was the game that was the post game presser after the sweep of the Nuggets, and you hear Monty really building up Willie Green as being the man that deserves a lot of credit for the defense. And then when he's in a sense kind of the defensive coordinator. Now in the NBA, you don't really use that title, and Willie still has his scouts. And what that kind of means is all the opponents that you're going to face throughout the year, every assistant divides those up. So your focus might be the Nuggets, the Warriors, that you'll get like five or six teams as your scout, and it's your job to focus on that. But Willie Green is a guy that was basically in charge of the defense. So if you look at the growth of DeAndre Ayton over time, even though he doesn't get a lot of the big men credit, he gets a ton. He gets a lot of the defensive credit of the scheme that he taught DA.
Yeah. Listen, Willie Green has everything you want in a head coach. Everything you want. He's young. He's 39 years old, Duckleys. He can relate to the players of today. But he's a 12-year veteran in the NBA and has the respect of those players. His last season was 2014. Was it 2014, Duckleys?
For Willie Green?
Yes. Uh-huh. That really works in his favor right there. And he specialized on the defensive side of the floor, of course, with the Suns, a top 10 team in defensive rating. This was a great hire. I mean, a great coach that got the opportunity to be a head coach. And now it's just a matter of, will it work? How many guys have we seen that were qualified to do the job, qualified to be hired, have actually had that kind of success? He's got some great raw material to work with. That much,
boy. That'll be interesting with what they've already got down there. And I kind of put it. Let me liken this for a second. Keep an eye on New Orleans and their success under Willie Green. I think a lot of you will remember what happened here. Gosh, maybe 14 years ago, 13 years ago. I can't remember for sure, but the Phoenix Suns made a coaching decision and brought in a guy that they thought, this is going to be exactly who we need. And 3 months later said, oh my gosh, what have we done? Made a change. And Alvin Gentry took over. And once that happened, the players felt almost like they were totally uplifted, to what they had gone through before. And I think, even though I think Stan, I like Stan Van Gundy a lot, he can be so in your face annoying. I don't think the Pelicans were able to ever adjust to him. And Willie Green might be walking into a situation where it's perfect for him, because all the players will be like, I don't want to have to go through what we just went through again. So now I'm really happy. And if you remember that, gosh, it was like right at the All-Star break, I think it was, when Terry Porter got fired. I'd have to go back and look it up.
Yeah.
But Terry Porter's a head coach for about 3 months, gets fired, and then Alvin Gentry comes in, and man, everybody was listening. I mean, everybody was right there and ready for the Suns back then. I think Willie Green's going to have that same type of effect, where the guys are so appreciative that you're not Stan, I'll do what you need.
Well, the Phoenix Suns, the last thing I want to say about this, the Phoenix Suns might be the most aptly named team in the association right now. You stop and think about it, Douglas. Here they are spitting off personnel to other teams. Teams want what the Phoenix Suns have, making themselves a destination city, right? I mean, doing it all in less than a year. It's pretty incredible.
Coming up next, so we know how D-Hop feels about the memo, but how does it affect the rest of the Cardinals' locker room if he isn't vaccinated? What are the protocols? Very sensitive and strange subject, but we've got to talk about it or we're not doing our job. How does it affect the Cardinals' chance at the playoffs? That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Yeah.
Something just happened.
It starts with...
And I'm sorry, I got to derail the whole show because I realize we live in a society right now where as soon as something happens, your initial reaction is that's bad. And then you torch something and then you find out later, boy, that was a bad idea. Maybe I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, I see.
But something just happened and I don't get this at all. And I don't, you know what, I'll bring you in on this. And here's why. Because even though I'm the Ohioan in the room here in the Auction Community Studios, you are much more Cleveland than I am. I mean, I grew up hating Cleveland.
Right. I love
being from Southwest Ohio. You spent 2 years with the Browns.
The sister cities.
The blue checked mark Twitter account of the Cleveland Indians just sent this out.
Okay.
Okay. And they spent the money to have Tom Hanks voice it.
Oh, wow.
So this is a big deal.
All right, Tom Hanks.
And he builds you up. He gets you excited. Blah, 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 blah. Here we go. And then all of a sudden at the end, he's going to drop something on you.
Okay.
And when he drops it on you, to me, there is nothing more hollow. Now, obviously, while you're driving, you're not going to be able to see the video. The video is unbelievably well produced. It does get you kind of jacked up if you were a Clevelander. And then when you hear Tom Hanks say the new name of the Cleveland Indians, Wolf is sitting here with a different opinion than me. I think it's unbelievably hollow, and I just can't believe, wait, you spent money to come up with that?
We are a city on the rise, forging into the future from our ironed-out past. We are a city of fire
and water, cool,
of trees and towers, built through generations of blue collars and the brightest scholars, and all of those who have worked harder. We hold tight to our roots and set our sights on tomorrow.
Chocolate.
And this is our team that has stood with our city for more than a century, from Old Municipal to the corner of Carnegie. A team that has
That's
seen
where Progressive Field is, the corner of Carnegie.
Its history flows like the river through the heart of this city. A history that has given us miraculous moments.
Feel the build-up here?
Moments that span years and others 22 games.
Well done!
Moments that broke barriers and moments that broke hearts. Moments that prove this is more than a game. We remember those moments as we move forward with change.
Okay, okay.
You see, it has always been Cleveland that's the best part of our name. And now it's time to unite as one family, one community.
You feel okay?
To build the next
What's the new name?
For this team.
What's the new name? Here we go. So well
to
done.
Keep watch and guard what makes this game the greatest. To come together and welcome all who want to join us. We are loyal and proud and resilient. We protect what we've earned and always defend it. Together we stand with all who understand what it means to be born and built from the land. Because this is a city we love and the game we believe in. And together, we are all Cleveland Guardians.
The Guardians!
What?
Man, I like that, Tom Hanks.
What are you talking about?
I love that. Are you kidding me? The Guardians, it speaks to my protection gene. I've got it big time, and anyone who's a dad out there, you probably have it as well. The protection gene.
Come on.
The Guardians.
The Cleveland Guardians. Go Guardians!
By the way, yeah, well, think about it, too. Indians, Guardians. You know what? I mean, hey, I see what you're doing here.
Yeah, you get to keep
and
the
And I love
Ians.
The name. Exactly right. And I love the name because of the Guardian thing. No doubt about it. Are you the guardian of your family base in Orleans? Are you? I don't know. I know I am. And I love that. The Guardians of what? That's always the question you have to ask. What are they guarding?
That just dropped.
Is what they're guarding.
I mean, first of all, mad props to the, first of all, the video is fantastic.
It was well written.
Tom Hanks' nails on stuff like that. And amazing, in this day and age, I'm always amazed. You know who's probably the best at this is the Arizona Cardinals. I'm always amazed at an organization's ability to keep secrets.
Damn.
So they nailed this. I mean, no leaks at all, and the baseball world is reacting to this right now.
Yes.
Of the Cleveland Guardians. But you can't sell me. There's nothing
Are you kidding me? Give me a sword and let me stand guard.
I realize one of the major flaws with my beloved game of baseball is everybody lives in the past. But there was a famous team from the 1800s, the Cleveland Spiders. And
the Spiders, I get it.
What
do you do with spiders? You smash them.
Well, that's what do you do with Cleveland? I mean,
well, no, you've got Guardians.
No.
You're not going to just smash some guardian. What, Jesse, what are you doing? What are you looking at? What? Why are you looking
spiders
at
spiders are also lethal.
Yeah!
Yeah, you know what? They're lethal, all right, and guess what I do? Kill them.
Not if they get to you first.
Smash them.
To me, it's the history. It's the history. Now,
look, there's a black widow. Bam!
Now, it's funny that I said that because Mark just tweeted the show and said, hey, it's better than some generic animal. And I, okay, maybe you're sick of animals, but the Guardians.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Well done, Tom Hanks. Well done, Cleveland Guardians.
The America is now reacting massively to the Cleveland Guardians, but they're really holding true to be stronger with the word Cleveland. I'm interested to see how the city is able to take that. This beautiful part of the program, if you haven't heard, there's a really huge deal going on in the NFL right now, and it kind of started about a week ago on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. Hall of Famer Michael Irvin was on.
Why do we get what all of these OTAs and all of the conditioning you do? Why do you do that? You do that to eliminate anything that will stop you to from getting a championship. So I don't want being out of shape to cause me some football games, to cause me wins, so I get in shape. I run plays over and over and over again so I can perfect the play because I don't want a mistake to stop me from winning a championship. My job as a player, my job as a leader, is to eliminate anything that can stop me from winning a championship. And damn it, now we have to deal with COVID because COVID can stop you.
Well, he is putting it as no different than you learning your playbook, getting yourself into shape, getting your shot. It's all one thing, and a lot of you might have heard about it yesterday, but Cardinals wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins deleted the tweet, but he did write, "Never thought I would say this, but being put in a position to hurt my team because I don't want to partake in the vaccine is making me question my future in the NFL, and it puts all of us in this very strange situation where we are staring at a man's health decisions and deciding whether or not we have the option or the right to give our opinion and tell him you're wrong for what you're deciding for your own body. And I'm not comfortable going to that extreme.
I'm so conflicted on that.
But I do feel like I feel like I agree. I do agree with Michael Irvin that your team has a better chance of winning when you get vaccinated.
Well, think about this. How did you feel about players opting out of seasons? How did you feel about players opting out?
Honestly, I was hoping no one would ever.
You have the right.
I was hoping no one would ever ask that. I was rude and was judgmental, determined by your reasoning. When I heard people say, my wife is struggling with cancer, I don't want to run this risk, I thought, man, I get that. And then there were other people that I just felt like they didn't really have a reason and they just wanted to sit around and not get the facts of whether or not it was what was going
to
happen.
It was always their right to opt out of the season. Always their right. I wouldn't have done it as a person, but they had the right to opt out. You know, it was always the right to do. Does that help their team win? Opting out of the season? No, it doesn't.
I always look at stuff as a pretend general manager. Not necessarily as a fan. As an American, man, I stand up for your right to do anything. Somebody died to give you the rights that you have.
Yes.
God bless our troops.
Indeed.
At the same time, if I'm a GM, I'm not going to admit this publicly, but I'm not drafting you if you opted out, unless there's a couple people that I've read. The Cardinals even had a draft pick.
Unless your tape looks really, really good, then I am going to draft.
When I hear your reasons why, I'm going to say, you know what? That I make it totally okay.
Yes.
But I'm going to do my research and judge whether or not I thought that was a good reason. Somebody might be mad at me for that as a general manager, but my job is to win. That's how I get paid.
Listen, I think the owners are applying pressure to the NFLPA. The vax rate in the NFL is hovering around 75% for its players right now, although over half the teams in the league have a vax rate of 80%, Basinonians. And I think the NFL is trying to tell the players, that's not good enough. That's not good enough. We want almost 100% participation. They're basically sending the union a Sicilian message. Non-vaxxed? Non-grata.
By the way, a guy that I've had a beer with, I consider him a friend. I don't mean to say that as if I'm important, but one of the leading baseball writers in America, Jeff Passan, tweeted out, the Cleveland Guardians, that plays. So Jeff Passan,
that plays.
Maybe he likes it.
Yeah.
He's buying it.
Of course.
We actually have a resident Cleveland Guardian fan in the building. The old producer of the Doug and Wolf Show, who now got a big promotion, because when you leave the Doug and Wolf Show, good things happen to you in life. He's the producer of the Mike Broomhead Show now, Steve Zinsmeister.
Oh, Zins, yeah.
Z tweeted, it's going to take me a weekend to process this.
Okay, there you go, right there. You know what? Let it settle in, and it will. A guard.
Coming up next, could a massive shakeup be coming that dramatically affects every football fan in America?
Thus, Guardians.
Coming up next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.